Looking down from the heavens, Zeus could not take his eyes off the boy. Ganymede was the most handsome born of the race of men, and the more Zeus looked at him, the hotter he burned for him. Finally, hopelessly in love with the young Trojan, and sick of his wife Hera's jealous rages, Zeus decided to act. He unleashed a fierce thunderstorm, plunging all Troy into darkness. Then he shed his form and took the shape of an eagle. Winging down into the black clouds, the fearsome bird sent shafts of lightning stabbing every which way. Amid the turmoil, the eagle swooped out of the clouds and pounced upon the awestruck boy. It set him astride its back and launched itself once more upon the wind. It beat the air with powerful wings once, twice, and the storm swallowed them up. They flew beyond the clouds, lost themselves in the deep blue sky as the boy clung in wonder to the eagle's plumes. At last the massive bird landed, folded its wings, and Ganymede found himself amidst the crystal halls of Olympus. A god once more, Zeus embraced the boy, kept the blonde prince as his beloved, and took him to his bed. Zeus's wife Hera was livid with rage. She turned on her husband, berating him for bringing that horrid, long-haired mortal to Olympus. But the other gods admired the young Trojan for his beauty. Just one glimpse of him filled them with joy. At feast times, Ganymede mulled the red nectar, drew it into a golden pitcher, and filled each god's cup to the brim. On coming to Zeus, he would plant a kiss on the rim of the chalice before handing it back to his loving lord. Hera seethed with jealousy, but her husband threw in her face that he liked the boy's kisses. Zeus doted on the boy and made him immortal. The goddess hungered for revenge. Unable to harm Ganymede, she went after Ganymede's kin instead, searing them with her anger. She fanned the flames of war, and in the end, all Greece rose up and massacred the Trojan race. But Ganymede himself was beyond her reach. Zeus had set the boy among the stars as Aquarius, the water bearer.